Hello, it's the Taxation Podcast once again, and this week it's a reminder of the content in and around issue 4308. Daniel here, Mike over there.
Hello there.
And the first thing we need to remind people of most strongly, Mike, is
to respond to our survey for so that we can put together a response to the consultation document on working with tax agents. You know, I know I keep banging on about this, but I genuinely do think it's going to be the biggest change to the way people practice for 20 years or so since the introduction of self-assessment. Potentially, we can be in a position where accountants are going in and actually changing coding notices and things like that for themselves. The discussion on in other places at the moment has got a bit bogged down on whether or not the revenue want to regulate agents. They don't. They really, really don't. But there's some really positive stuff that we could get out of this, but also some things that we need to watch for. So please do respond.
And you can do so by either looking through one of the main features if you're listening on Tuesday on the website at the moment, or if you're listening after Tuesday, there'll be a clear and present link straight through to the questionnaire, which is the same questions that are on the consultation itself.
Yes, you do need to have a quick look at either the consultation document or the articles before you can answer the questions.
There are links. There are links to the articles and whatnot actually on the questionnaire. Right. So it's all a nice little bundle. You don't need to worry about that. Now, the other main reminder is to read this week's issue, which has, along with the main articles, has a whistleblower revealing plans for a TV ad to promote the Condoc.
Yeah, with suitable strings and plaintive sounds, I think, yeah.
Yes, and there's a report on the Public Bill Committee's debates of the Finance Number 3 Bill. What else do we have? Book reviews, yada yada yada, lots of other stuff, and also, of course, three main articles. Mm-hmm. Just very quickly, going through them, explained this as the truth about HMRC's debt collecting. This is Joseph Howard's article.
Yeah, because things have changed. Over the past few years, the revenue really have changed the way that they approach things. They are trying to segment taxpayers very much into can't pay and won't pay taxpayers. And it's the won't pay ones where I suppose there's the most issue about what they're doing. They're sending out these letters that say things like, if you don't pay your taxes, we're not going to be able to pay nurses.
Or if you don't pay your taxes, we'll take your telly.
Exactly, yeah. And there has been quite a lot of fuss about it, and, you know, one can see why. On the other hand, the revenue say it works. So, Jesse goes to the whole approach to this and the way that the revenue are looking at it. It's not the same old send out a reminder, send out another reminder, refer it to local debt collection in the way that it used to be.
Which was probably the case when there were more people actually working out the revenue.
Yeah, it's partly that, although, I mean, to be fair, it does make sense to approach this in a more sort of behavioural way, if you like. But it does mean that you don't get the same sort of response every time from the revenue. And the clients need to be educated, accountants need to know exactly what the letters mean.
Okay, now, tax avoidance, now I've got to pronounce this correctly, Tower McCashback, is it? I just want to say McCashback.
Yeah, I keep calling it Tower McCashback, but it's not, it's Tower M Cashback. Right. But, you know, one of the points I made in the article is, you know, if you're going to create a tax planning scheme, don't call it something that sounds like Tower McCashback.
Yeah. just very quickly, take us through that.
Yeah, I mean, the point really is that to understand what was behind it, it was a genuine product, software product, which genuinely needed to raise some finance. But the structure that was used to raise the finance sort of created a higher price, if you like, for the software, because some of the money was being kept as security. So this brings into play both the avoidance case of Barclays Mercantile and Ensign Tankers. Question was, which was the one that won, if you like, answer from the judges is that they are both still valid. Frankly, it's still chaos. I think we probably need a GAR, but there we go.
And that's your comment on the implications of the case?
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, you can't actually predict from looking at any particular package plan whether it's going to work or not.
Finally, our cover story this week, which I won't give too much away, needless to say, it's got one of the best and most concise opening sentences of recent weeks. It's by Heather Miller, and she's looking at capital gains tax lettings relief, and it's illustrated with certainly our best looking cover for
a while. Yes, I think that's probably
and fair to most say, glamorous.
Yes. Most glamorous.
Yeah.
Yes. Most newsstand ready, even though we're not sold on the newsstands yet.
So I think we'll leave that with a teaser. So thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. And just for the many fans of the podcast, I ought to warn you that there may not be one in a couple of weeks' time because I'll be on holiday.
You're on holiday, but we'll see where we go.
Yeah, we'll see how we get on. All right then. Thanks for listening.